This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. There is a shortage of dental care in New Mexico, and advocates have tried for years to pass a bill that would create a new breed of mid-level dental care providers to help fix the problem. If the Senate gives the measure a thumbs up before this year's legislative session ends on Saturday at noon, it could mean a big change for dentistry. Dentist Patricio Laragoite congratulates his young patient on the lack of buildup on his teeth.
What we're doing is a teeth cleaning for this young man, part of our prevention program. I see a baby tooth that's loose right there. You can come and look at this also, Mom.
The Cochiti Pueblo Dental Clinic is a well-equipped, sunny building. Laragoite wiggles a couple of the kids' molars and promises they'll be out by his birthday in a couple of weeks. The patient promises they'll be out by that night.
I shouldn't have told you anything.
I know.
You gonna put it under your pillow? Does the tooth fairy go to your house? I get half.
Laragoite has been a licensed dentist in New Mexico for 38 years. He says folks would come from miles away to his private office in Santa Fe because he was one of the few dentists in the area who accepted Medicaid.
You'd see the little pickup truck pull into the parking lot. The whole family's there, grandma, grandpa, kids, mostly a lot of kids. And what they're doing, they're maximizing their trip because typically they'd have to travel 60 miles or more one way.
A lot of times, he says, the very first doctor some people see is actually a dentist. He saw a need, and that's why he started driving around New Mexico to work in rural health clinics. Laragoite will see 18 patients on this day. That's his average. And if he had a dental therapist to help him out, he estimates the clinic could see 5 times as many people. But dental therapists don't exist yet.
You could live next to a dentist, but that does not mean that you'll get access to dental care.
Pamela Blackwell of Health Action New Mexico has been pushing for the legislature to create a mid-level dental provider since 2011. So what could a dental therapist do? Routine procedures like basic fillings, denture repair, and teeth extractions when no incision is required.
This would really help with our underserved areas, which are rural, tribal, and right here in Albuquerque.
Less than half of the licensed dentists in the state treat Medicaid patients, Blackwell says, and the Affordable Care Act added thousands to the roster of people who can get dental care covered by Medicaid.
In order to make good on the insurance they now have, they need somewhere to go.
32 out of 33 New Mexico counties are designated dentistry shortage areas. Dental therapists would come from the communities with healthcare shortages, and the idea is that after 3 or 4 years of school, they could return home and get to work. But not everyone is thrilled at the prospect of a new mid-level dental care provider in New Mexico.
I do think that there's a possibility that some communities that probably would like to have a dentist, if they get a dental therapist who's only got a very limited scope of things that they're doing, dentists are going to be less likely to locate in those locations later on.
Tom Scripsima is with the New Mexico Dental Association. He says people in rural areas are typically no more than an hour and a half away from dental care, and they're used to traveling into town for some things. He says the focus should be on getting actual dentists into rural communities.
There's a limited number of financial resources, and we feel like they need to be applied to the solutions that are going to be most effective in solving the problem.
Scripsima says the Dental Association would rather see dentists paid fairly under Medicaid. And he adds that if funding is diverted from dentistry programs to dental therapy programs, or if overreaching changes are made to state dentistry regulations, the association will be forced to push back. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
Funding for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.